Morning, everyone. Story County Board of County Commissioners meeting will come to order. This day, Tuesday, June 23rd, 10 a.m. If everyone would please rise and join me in the Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
For the record, as the clerk would note, that we have Commissioner McGuffey on the phone, and noticeably absent today is Commissioner Gilman. Item number three coming up will be the discussion and possible action, approval of the agenda for this date, June 23rd, 2015. So, Commissioner McGuffey, can I get a motion from you for approve today's agenda?
Yes, I'll make a motion to approve the agenda for today's meeting of June 23, 2015.
I'll second your motion. It's been moved and seconded to approve today's agenda. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye, and the motion carries. We'll recess now as the Board of Commissioners and convene as the Story County Water and Sewer Board. Moving along now to item number four, discussion and possible action, approval of resolution 15-422, setting water rates for the communities of Virginia City, Gold Hill, and Silver City, and sewer rates for the community of Virginia City, Gold Hill, effective July 1st, 2015. Mr. Nevin, are you going to take the lead on this?
Certainly. For the record, Mike Nevin, Public Works Director. Before you today, of course, is Resolution 15-422 that sets the rates for the period from July 1st, 2015 through June 30th, 2016. Just to let you know that the notice of public hearing, today's public hearing meeting, was properly noticed in our newspaper of record, which is the Comstock Chronicle, and that notice ran for the 10-day period as required by ordinance. On the water rates, this is the fifth year of the phased-in rate that was done per an analysis that was contracted to do back in 2010-2011 from Far West Engineering. At that time, the Water and Sewer Board elected to do a five-year phase-in, so the ratepayers weren't hit all at once, which could have been, you know, pretty substantial if we hadn't elected to go and spread it out over the five-year term. So this is the last year of that five-year term, and that base rate increases by $4.51 a month, and included in that $4.51 a month, if you'll recall, we have a pass-through increase from the state of Nevada Marlette system. They're raising our raw water rate from 0.59 to 0.75 July 1st as well. So that rate is passed through the consumers, so we don't get in a situation where we become to get upside down again, if you will. And this, of course, gives us, you know, a little bit of cash in the water system if we ever had a catastrophe that we needed to deal with, and to make some long-standing improvements that for years have been pushed back. So, of course, we're embarking on that as we speak as well. We've had some meetings with the Bureau of Land Management, and we began the process of acquiring some additional right-of-ways for some pipeline work that will hopefully occur within the next couple of years between Five Mile Reservoir and Virginia City. So that's in the pipeline as well. So again, on the water side, commercial, the increase is $4.51 a month. The increase after 2,000 gallons also increases by the 20 cents, and that's the pass-through from the state, so it'll go from 279 to 299. On the commercial side, the base rate increases $6.30 a month, and also on the additional usage over 2,000 gallons will increase by 20 cents, bring it from 370 to 390. Construction water, and this is water basically used for road maintenance, specifically in the Virginia City Highlands area, and then once in a while we'll get a contractor that wants to purchase water from the system for a particular project that they may be doing in the local area that might include Virginia City, Gold Hill, or Silver City. So the admin billing fee for that will increase by $12 a month, and that's primarily because this is all manually done. It's not an auto-read type of system. It requires quite a bit of extra things that Susan, our administrative assistant, has to do to properly bill for this water. And then we also charge that usage will be $3.90, the same as the commercial rate. So that's an increase of 20 cents per thousand. The other thing on water is we have a vendor, if you will, that purchases water from our system and makes deliveries to some folks in the Virginia City Highlands area. We were originally charging them the commercial rate of $3.70 per thousand, but then they're turning around and making, you know, about 1,600% profit. So we decided we needed to increase that to 4 cents a gallon, and they're selling it at 10 cents a gallon. So, you know, it's still under what they normally. I mean, they're still, you know, reaping a profit. So that admin billing fee is also $49.80, the same as the construction water. But that increase for that service, because it's for resale, is 4 cents per gallon. The other differences are in the late charges. For many, many years, we've been charging 4% of the unpaid balance. We'll go to 10% to be in line with our neighbors in Lyon County. That's what we're finding is people take advantage of the system, and they don't get a shutoff until 60 days. So basically, we have a few that elect to pay every other month, if you will, knowing that, you know, they're not going to be hit with any additional fees. So we're trying to get those folks to get in a situation where they're caught up and current. And basically the reconnection fee did not change. We just have it broken down into a couple of different areas where initially they're charged $25, and that's for the first notice, and then they have 7 days to come in and pay up. If they do not, then the next month, so 30 days later, if I'm correct, Susan, the additional $35 is assessed, and they are shut off if we don't receive payment.
My understanding that it would be 60 days out.
Maybe you better. Can I have Susan come up and explain?
Come on up, Susan, to the podium. That way we can get you on record.
Yeah, I couldn't hear that.
Okay,
yeah, Susan will be up here, Jack.
Susan Braylinger, Public Works Administrative Assistant.
Can you hear her now, Jack?
Yes, thank you.
Okay, good.
The way our neighbors in Lyon County are doing it is at 30 days late, the 10% late fee will apply. 30 days following that, which would be a total of 60 days, if we still have not received payment, a $25 late fee would be charged, and then they have 7 days to pay up. If they have not paid up at that point, they will be shut off, and an additional $35 reconnect fee will be applied.
Okay.
Is that the way you understood it? And hopefully that will alleviate the people that only pay every other month and use their shut-off notices as their bill rather than the actual bill that is sent to them.
You know, it might be something just to consider next year. I think that that 67th day, if I understand those days right,
yes,
that $35 fee, I think we should look at that and make it more substantial next time around. I think that's it's not disincentive enough to get paid and keep the water service going.
I think that it's going to affect the chronic people because what they do is come in and pay. In the past, they've only been required to avoid shutoff, they've only been required to pay the past due amount, not the current and past due. So at this point, they'll be receiving a $25 charge, and then they'll have to pay in full. So there will be no more riding with a month. Yeah. So
I just would say, if we've sent a crew out to disconnect, you know, collecting 35 more bucks doesn't seem like we're really even covering our cost in some respects.
Possibly.
Okay. A couple of questions before we move on. Is truck fill water is treated water, right? Has to be.
It either or.
Okay.
It can be raw.
And construction water is raw?
Yeah,
usually?
Exactly.
Okay, perfect.
Right.
Okay.
Any other questions on the water side?
And again, this is just stuff maybe for next year when we pull this out. If we even have to, we may not have to. But the next time we do this, senior citizens over 65 is a funny wording. It's usually 65 and over. But your rule of thumb is, if I turn 65 yesterday and today I'm 65 in one day, am I eligible for that discount, or do I have to wait till I'm 66?
No, you're eligible at 65.
Okay, perfect.
What was that response, Pat?
Yeah, you'd be eligible at 65.
Okay.
For 10% discount on your water rate?
That's senior citizen discount. Yeah, you're eligible when you turn 65. Okay.
I think Is that only on residential, Mike?
Yes.
Okay. Do you have any questions for Mike regarding anything that we've covered so far under water, Jack?
No, looks pretty cut and dry to me.
Okay, move
yep.
on to the sewer portion.
Yes, and I'm assuming that we either have noticed or will notice Comstock Mining and adjust their raw water rates as well.
We already did that when we changed the resolution back last October, November.
Okay.
When we
so this anticipated the 27th.
We redid the agreement, yes. So we anticipated this July 1st start date.
Got it.
So, yeah, they're well aware of it. I've spoken to Scott Jolkover. Yeah, so that agreement is already in place. On the sewer side, basically the only increase is the let me back up a minute, a little bit first on the sewer side. On the sewer side, we looked at rates after we received the USDA loan amortization schedule for the repayment of the loan that was taken out for the construction of the Virginia City Divide Gold Hill Wastewater Treatment Facility. And we discovered we were a little bit short, both on the residential and commercial side of the house, to meet our obligations to the USDA. So the only increase on the sewer side of the house on residential is $1.93 a month, and on the commercial, $3.17 a month. And we use a factor of 1.33%. Residential versus commercial. So that's the only increase on the sewer side of the house, is to bring us where we need to be to meet our obligation for the USDA loan repayment.
$1.93 on the residential. What was the commercial?
$3.17.
$3.17?
Correct.
And no increases for water or sewer hookups?
No, no.
They remain the same?
Yeah, the water, they've been the same for many, many years. We don't see any particular reason at this point to increase those.
Okay.
And the only other one is on the water side, the permit extension fee. We have some of those that were purchased after 2007 that haven't been put in yet. And in order for them to keep that permit active, basically what they pay is the base rate times 12. So that went up a bit as well.
I have a couple things, if I may.
Right ahead.
You know, again, I think we're very sensitive to trying to adjust these rates or needing to adjust them, and I think Mike stated it very well. We opted on the water side. The study, in essence, 5 years ago now, yielded the fact that we hadn't raised rates in...
About 12 years.
Yeah, 12 years. And, you know, we were way behind the curve. Both funds were in jeopardy. So we opted to increase sewer more aggressively over a period of 3 years, I believe, Mike?
Correct.
And opted to spread water out to make it a little bit easier on everybody. This should be, for the time being, the last rate increase. But what we don't want to do is recreate the errors of the past and go another 12 years. So I think what we need to do probably is, and staff can do this, but it would be my intent to work with Mike and Susan and probably Far West and say we need to probably update this study every two, every 3 years or something. We always check and make sure that we're reasonably competitive with the area markets. I know we check Carson City, Dayton, Lockwood, those types to make sure that we're not abnormally charging. And I know there's a sense out there that, my God, my water bill's going through the roof, because when you get that bill from Susan, you think it's all for water, and it's not. It's for water and sewer. I think we should agree that we're going to periodically study this more frequently to make sure we stay in the market. And then the last thing I really want to say is we know we have more work to do on both the water and the sewer system, a lot of work, millions and millions of dollars of work. And through guys like Hugh, Mike, others, I think we've come up with a way that we should be able to finance the non-granted portion of that in a way that will not further impact rates. So that's at least our approach right now.
Jack, do you have any questions on the sewer side of this?
Yes, I do. There's nothing here that the residential monthly flat rate will remain at $31.75. And then below that, it says the residential USDA loan repayment fee of $16.64 per month will be applied to all residential accounts. So that's $16.64 plus the $31.75, correct?
Correct.
Yes. That'll be a new fee that all the users here will have added to their residential bill.
Okay. Is there an anticipated timeline for that loan to be paid off and then that fee goes away?
It's 40 years.
40 years. We have a 40-year term.
That's a lot of time.
Commissioner McGuffey, yeah.
Okay. I just wanted the clarity on that.
Sure.
Thank you.
You bet.
Okay. Thanks, Jack. Okay. Do we have any public comment on this?
I think we should say great job to Susan, because I'm sure her phone will start ringing off the hook when the next round of water bills come in.
Yeah. Two more rounds, really.
Any other comment on this? Anybody have anything else? Counselor? Okay. Hearing no other comments, Commissioner McGuffey, if you'd like to make a motion to approve this resolution.
Yes. Okay, I'll make a motion to approve the resolution 15-422, setting water rates for the communities of Virginia City, Gold Hill, and Silver City, and sewer rates for the communities of Virginia City and Gold Hill, effective July 1st, 2015.
Very good. I'll second your motion. It's been moved in second to approve resolution 15-422. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. And the motion carries. So, right now, we can go ahead and adjourn as the Story County Water and Sewer Board and reconvene as the Story County Board of County Commissioners. Moving along now to item number 5 is public comment. Anyone have any comment today? Hearing none, moving on now to item number 6. This meeting's adjourned. Very good.
Jack, thank you.
You bet.